The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
50% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question? It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, the genius, and I say genius, and I mean that with all sincerity, the genius forefathers who formed this country had the wisdom to know that the only form of government that would last would be a representative form of government. That means the American people are represented in Congress by those we elect. Now, obviously, every American cannot go to Congress and represent themselves. It just can't be done. And if we put every issue in the country to the popular vote, nothing would ever get done just because of the sheer logistics. So we needed this type of system to make it work. So we elected people to go there to Congress and carry out our wishes regardless of what their wishes were. Now, they get a vote also as an American. I'm speaking of congressmen. But they do not get to override our wishes with their wishes. Their wishes only count as much as one person. They may not like or agree with the popular opinion, but they are obligated to represent the majority of the people in this country. That's what our system is based on. We chose this system because it was inclusive and allowed a voice, allegedly, even to the poorest in our society. We didn't want a theocracy where one church told us how to live. We turned that one down. We had a chance to do that one, and we didn't. Now, the founding fathers had recently experienced the downfalls of monocracy. And guess what? King George wasn't their cup of tea, so they decided against that type of rule. So they decided on a republic, and they decided on a representative form of government in that republic. Now, this country has never been a perfect country, as it's run by imperfect people, and it's inhabited by imperfect people. So it's never going to be perfect, but it has always been a good country that worked to cure its ills and fix its problems. Again, by allowing the participation of its citizens. That's how we have worked towards making this country right. Country was founded with slavery intact. You know why? Because they knew if they tried to get rid of slavery during the forming of this country, the country would have never been formed. Once the country was formed, it took some years, but guess what? Slavery was abolished. Women got the vote. Jim Crow was gotten rid of. Things have changed in this country quite a bit since the forming of it. We have been working towards being a better place. And this is, again, by allowing the participation of its citizens. Now, in recent years, our representative form of government has become an oligarchy. An oligarchy is, according to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, government by the few, especially by a small faction of persons or families. Huh? Does that sound familiar? That cancels out the representation that we were supposed to receive and allows us to be governed by, quote, the few, unquote. Those who were elected to represent us have decided to only represent themselves, their opinions, and their wishes. Those of us who are non-elites are out in the cold with zero representation, or to be more succinct, we are SOL. The most recent demonstration of this is the Dream Act. The Dream Act, folks, is an amnesty for illegal alien children brought to the U.S. before they were 16 years of age. Amnesty, period. That's what it is. It's an amnesty for people up to 30 years old. The Dream Act allows people who are 30 years old and under to get these benefits if they came here before they were 16 years old. Now, they say we shouldn't be against it because you, quote, can't punish the children for the sins of the parents, end quote. Any punishment the children receive would be at the hands of their parents because the parents put them in this position, not the American people. The parents brought them here, snuck them into the country like thieves, taught them how to be criminals, taught them how to be outlaws as the first thing they did entering the United States of America. That is on the parents' head, not ours. But the main reason that this Dream Act is a disaster for America is because when that quote, child, unquote, gets amnesty, guess what? So do his illegal alien parents. That is in the Dream Act. That's right. The parents get it right along with the children. So this is an opportunity to do an amnesty, even though we fought down an amnesty through the Kennedy Act that he tried to put through the Senate. Here they are right back at us again, folks. My point. We have made it clear over and over and over again to our elected, quote, representatives, unquote, that we want no amnesties, no time, ever, under any circumstance. We have made that clear. We blew up the phones at the Senate switchboard. We made that clear. We sent them faxes, emails. We popped in for visits. We went to our local offices here in different states and told them we do not want amnesty. There was no doubt that the American people wanted this and still do not want it. But guess what? Guess what? These rotten, ruthless, cunning, conniving, vicious, diabolical politicians like Dirty Dick Durbin, one of the worst there is, Dirty Dick Durbin, they keep forcing these amnesties at us. Now let me say it again. We have made our wishes known over and over again in a loud voice, in a boisterous voice. And these elitists continue to make their wishes known. And that, my fellow Americans, is an oligarchy. What I am telling you is no matter how much we tell them we don't want it, no matter how much we tell them that we are against it, they continue to tell us that they're going to do it no matter what we say. Dick Durbin is a rotten bastard. And what he is trying to do is shove this amnesty down our throats. And we're not going to accept that. This is not an oligarchy. We are not going to accept that. We are being ruled by the few right now, and we are allowing it as stupid people of America. That was not the plan of our founding fathers. It was not the plan of the brave Americans who died defending this republic, and it is not the plan of 99.9999 and nine more times till I can't say it anymore, percent of Americans today who don't want it. And we are sitting back allowing it because we don't have the sense to get these idiots out of office. What kind of people in the state of Illinois put Dick Durbin in office? What kind of people in South Carolina put Prissy Lindsey Graham in office? What kind of people put George Bush in office? And what we have is a bunch of rotten politicians who care nothing about us, but they are the ruling elite class that will continue to shove this down our throats until we get rid of them. Throw the bums out. Stop giving them your money. Stop giving them your vote. Just last week, we had a guy call here telling us how Fred Thompson is going to be the best thing for us. That's wrong. Fred Thompson sucks, and I don't care who he's better than. All I know is he sucks, and it stops there. Well, you got to vote for somebody. You don't want Hillary in there. I don't see any difference. Show me somebody other than Duncan Hunter, other than Tom Tancredo. Show me somebody who's talking our talk. These leaders are not doing it, and for that reason, a change has got to come, and it's up to you to bring it on. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own Internal Affairs, Internal Criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country, folks. It's nothing short of an invasion. This is not immigration. Immigrants immigrate.
This is an invasion. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, all the good folks at the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. We're going to have a little surprise for you folks in a couple of weeks. You're going to love this. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, that number is 1-866-870-5752. And you folks who are opposition, don't be scared. Call me up. Tell me. If you're nice, I'm nice. We don't have to get in a shouting match, but give me your views. 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, when other states like Georgia, Arizona, Oklahoma are moving towards cracking down on the invading outlaw hordes of illegal aliens, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, boy, does he suck, he just announced the beginning next year that that illegal aliens will be able to obtain New York State driver's licenses using only foreign identification cards and foreign birth certificates as proof of identification. Oh, boy, to reward an illegal alien with a legal driver's license is outrageous, and it's going backwards at a time when we should be evicting them from our country in record numbers rather than legitimizing them with an official document like a driver's license. But Governor Spitzer, idiot deluxe, wants to include illegal aliens into society. He said it was a matter of justice to give them licenses, and he went on to say, quote, "We're changing our policy with respect to getting more people out of the shadows and into the system so people don't hide that they're here," end quote. Forget about the rule of law. Forget about the fact that driving is a privilege that's to be reserved for the law-abiding people in this country. None of this matters when you have an agenda, folks. This clown went on to say, quote, "As long as I'm governor, we won't pretend they don't exist and cut them off from society," end quote. If I could talk to this Ringling Brothers governor, I would check him on that last statement. Nobody that I know pretends that illegal aliens, quote, don't exist. And secondly, we would like to do everything we can to cut them off from society. You damn right. I'd like to cut them clean out of society and deport every one of them out of this country on the first thing smoking. But you know what? We can't do it as long as we got clowns like this that you people in New York continue to elect. Unbelievable. This is just totally unbelievable. This is not their country. They're not supposed to be here. This is not their country. This is our country. And we can say who comes and who doesn't and when. They have no right to be here. It is as simple as that. And to reward them with a driver's license is ludicrous. Eliot Spitzer with one L. You suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. And one of the most horriblest of the horriblest that I've seen in some time now. What an idiot. Let's get to our guest, folks. A guy that we've known for some years now. Friend of the Terry Anderson Show, hasn't been on with us for quite a while, but we've been meaning to get him on. You know how it is. We got this one day a week show, and we try to get so many things done. Harold Martin. Harold, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. It's been a while. Folks, let me give you a little update on Harold Martin. He lives in Orange County. He's a great guy. This guy has been all over the place, done everything. He's been in the service. He's been a cop. He's done so many things. And now they're trying to get rid of him off of the Board of Trustees of the Anaheim Unified School District. Explain that to us, Harold.
Well, that's pretty much already happened, Terry. What did happen was we had a member of the board who passed away, and the remaining board members decided that there were so many difficulties with the school board at the time that they could use my expertise and help because I had so much past knowledge of the school district that they appointed me to the board. Immediately upon appointing me to the board, we had a group like Los Amigos, Amin David, those folks, who, you know, were very angry with me when I wanted to bill Mexico for $50 million for the illegal aliens.
How dare you? How dare you want to make Mexico pay for their own people?
And, you know, to get rid of gang members out of our school system, things like that. They were still angry, and they got together, And one of the things that happened was because it was an appointment, they needed a very, very low threshold of signatures on a petition to go to the Orange County Registrar to actually remove me from office. I mean, it's only 2,300 signatures that were needed, so I could have stood out in Walmart for, in front of Walmart for a couple of days and got the signatures. But they did get the signatures, but I resigned from the board. Now, my hope was that I could save the school district between, $550,000 to $600,000 in the cost of a new election. And right now, they've gone to court to try to force the school district to spend that money on an election rather than on the kids.
Unbelievable.
So that's where we're at.
Now, these organizations that tried to get you out, that succeeded in getting you out, these are some of those same race-based, racist organizations that we hear about over and over and over, who their main goal is one thing and one thing only. That's to keep the borders open and to make sure that their people are allowed to stay here because they're the same race as them. Am I correct?
That's part of it. Yeah, Terry, you're right on with that. And they're unfortunately being able to be used by the same kind of people like Elliot Spitzer, who have no common sense and no regard for the American people and what's needed in this country. They're able to use those folks to go out there and to gather signatures and to do things like that. So we have a lot of people who are pretty much ignorant as to what's going on in this country and are willing to sell this country out for just very small political gain.
Now let me ask you, 1996, you had something to do with illegal aliens in our jails?
Right. As a police officer, one of the things that happened was, I'm working as a beat cop, and every day I'd be going out there and putting illegals in jail and things like that. And I would go to our chief of police on a regular basis and say, Chief, a third of our arrests are illegal aliens. And he just flat out refused to believe me. And I kept hammering him with that over and over again. And then we had a police officer, Tim Garcia, who was shot and almost died because of an illegal alien parolee who had almost killed him with, I think, two or three rounds to the stomach. And I then wrote a resolution which basically said, we want to have an immigration officer in our jail so that every time an immigrant comes into our jail who's an illegal alien, we can then move to deport him. And I kept telling the chief that a third of our arrests were illegals. And finally, this resolution went through the city council all the way to Congress, became part of the 1996 immigration law. When they put the ICE officer in our jail, it was 37% of the people we were arresting were illegal aliens.
Unbelievable. But it took you some time to get them to understand that and to make the point before they would act on it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's always an uphill battle. I don't care. The chiefs of police today are much more like politicians than they are chiefs of police. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, there's really one sheriff in this country who is outstanding.
Let me guess. He's somewhere over in Maricopa County.
Yeah, I would say that.
So Sheriff Joe.
He's the chief of police of my heart. I think that he's an outstanding individual.
He's the real deal. Harold, I think I know what your problem is. I think you hate anybody that's not born in this country. I think you hate anybody who is an immigrant.
Oh, that's terrible, because I'm an immigrant.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I came here as a two-year-old from Austria. So did my family. They came here, but we did it legally. The way you're supposed to do it?
But why can't, that question was tongue-in-cheek, folks.
I know.
But why can't people understand the difference? I read a thing that Tavis Smiley is doing. He's got a poll going. And in the explanation of the poll, they use the term immigrant. When they're talking about illegal aliens, they don't even use the incorrect term of illegal immigrant. I mean, why do they keep throwing that term everywhere, Harold, and we know why, so they can confuse the issue.
Right, and that's the whole thing, is they want you to think that your legal next-door neighbor who's an immigrant and been here for 25 years is the same person as the guy who just walked across the border with a couple of kilos of cocaine.
Walk, swam, whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Well, there is a difference, and we're not anti-immigrant. We never have been. And when they use that term, I will always correct people when they use it on the show. Even if they say illegal immigrant, I will correct them with that term. The problem is we have to keep these terms separate so that we can know the difference. Now, as far as what's going on out there in Orange County, now, how long have you lived in Orange County, Harold?
Oh, pretty much most of my whole life, except for the time when I served the military.
Have you seen a deterioration in the quality of life, as I have, being a lifelong resident here in Los Angeles, where I've seen things just go all to hell? Have you seen that same thing happen in Orange County?
Oh, you bet, Terry. I mean, that's one of the things that I did as a police officer. You know, I worked, you know, some bad neighborhoods, but I was able to see them just get worse and worse and worse. And, you know, we had third world country neighborhoods in Anaheim, and we have third world country neighborhoods in Santa Ana and third world, you know, country neighborhoods all through Orange County now.
Well, that's you know, that's not just in California anymore. You go to Phoenix, you see that. You go to San Antonio, you've seen it. And you know, for those idiots out there, they're going to say, oh, you just don't like Latin people. We're not talking about it. I've got some people that I know that live in Indiana that tell me there's third world Polish communities in the state of Indiana and other places.
Right.
It's all about people bringing the worst of the country they left from to a country they want to be a part of, but not wanting to do the switch over and become an actual American. And to do that, you've got to come in the right way. You've got to come in legally first. But we've got those third world communities all over this country. Now, go down to Atlanta now. You can go in communities down there that look like you're in Guadalajara or Veracruz or Merida or some of those other cities in Mexico. Not that those cities are bad. Some of those cities have very nice areas, but the worst areas of those cities, the ghetto, the barrio, you can see duplicated now in this country.
You know, it's amazing to me how other countries, you know, expect and demand that if you come to live in their country, that you must respect their rights, their laws, their customs, their language. In this country, we have gone to the point of saying that, you know, freedom is so great that you can do anything you want. And what we've forgotten is that freedom to the nth degree is anarchy.
Well, anything to the nth degree is no good, you know?
Exactly.
Buddy, I want to thank you for coming on with this. I know you're going to be with Barbara Coe this Wednesday, right?
Yes, we're going to be there, and hopefully we'll give a little talk and then answer some questions if folks have them about what's going on, and hopefully we can get some good things going.
You were on with us when we first came on the air, Harold, and that's been forever ago, and that will be on 7 years come November, so we appreciate you helping us out, coming on with us then, and it's good to hear from you now, and I'm sorry they put you through this thing, but I know if anybody can take it, you can.
All right, thank you, Terry.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Take it easy.
Harold Martin, folks, great guy. You know, just shows what they can do, what these racist organizations can do when they put their heads together. We've got to fight against that. We've got the power. There's more of us than there is of them. I'm not breaking anything down racial lines. I'm breaking things down on national lines and legal lines, us as Americans and us as legal people in this country. And we've got to use that power. If we don't use it, it's going to just waste away. We've got to use it. These other people are using their power, and they're using some of ours. We've got to start using ours. We're going to take a break now, folks. I'm going to get back. I got a few announcements to make to you, and I'm going to tell you something. This guy we're going to play now, I play this every week. There's always somebody who hasn't heard it who emails me and says, what? Augustin Cebada, the Brown Berets de Aslan, our friend of the Terry Anderson Show, because he gets us so many contributions for the show when we play. This is what this is what he thinks of you as Americans. This is courtesy of CCIR.
Augustin Cebada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza. This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Giving me my life back.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. 800-305-5482.
Town Hall 2007. It's back and bigger than ever. For information and tickets, go to KRLA870.com.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question? It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country, folks. And I want to remind everybody out there, especially you folks in Vegas who always write to me and tell me you miss Mark Edwards. Don't forget, you can hear Mark tonight right after us. He's on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, but you can hear him on the Internet. So go to thewakeupamerica.com. You can hear Mark right after our show. He's on for 2 hours. Great show, great guest, great guy. And it's always a good thing to listen to. The other thing, I want everybody out there to get a pencil or a pen, or a marker, whatever you want, a piece of chalk, I don't care. You can cut your veins and write it in blood if you want to, if that'll help you remember. This is important. One of the friends of our show, Sandra, who has been a very, very hard fighter to save this country, made a call to the mayor's office. Get that pencil while I'm talking, folks. Made a call to the mayor's office and told them that she was upset that the mayor is out here giving speeches in a foreign language. And the woman, whose name was Cynthia proceeded to tell her that English was only to be should only be spoken in England, and it was for people in England. English is not a decent language for this country. England is the place where English should be spoken, and then proceeded to hang up on Sandra. Now, I think, just my opinion, that we should all give Cynthia a call, and if we can't get Cynthia, we should leave a message for her or with whoever answers the phone that she sucks and that English is not to be spoken. Just English is the language of the world. Spanish is also a beautiful language, but it is not a world language. It is a language of Latin America, and that English is the language of all air traffic controllers, all pilots, all bankers, and everything else. Not that that makes it superior, but it is a major language in the world, and it is not just for England. Now, having said that, what this attempt is, as it was with the NFL commercial I watched today during the football game, where they made it was a commercial for John Madden, video game in Spanish with no English. I guess they don't want us to buy the game, those of us who are English speakers. They don't care about our business. This thing was in Spanish only. What they're trying to do is dilute the languages of this country. Nobody's saying you can't speak another language. It's a great thing to speak another language. I do. And a lot of people I know speak other languages. That's not the point. The point is that our business should be conducted in one language, and that especially our business with our government should be conducted in one language. And for Cynthia down there at the mayor's office to say this literally shows what she is, and that she wants to dominate our society with another language and make us like Quebec. And that's not what we want here. So let's give her a call. That number is 213-978-0600. That's 213-978-0600. And ask for Cynthia and tell her that she sucks and whatever else you want to tell her. Be nice. Don't scream until you're halfway through the conversation. And let her know what you think of her. That is very, very important. And if she stops taking your calls, leave a message. Let whoever is in charge at that office know what this simple, stupid broad said. That's important for us to do that. Let's go to Priscilla, calling from Riverside, California. Priscilla, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Yeah, I just I called because I went into your website earlier, and I saw that horrible photo that Arturo Enriquez sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are the same people calling us racist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a horrible picture.
You should see some of the racist hate mail I get, Priscilla. And I let me tell you, I don't get any. I don't know if Arturo's still writing to me or not. He may be, but
probably not his real name.
Well, I'm sure it's not. But here's my point: once they write to me and they call me a bunch of names, their emails go in the toilet. They get directed and dumped in the toilet. So I only read stuff from them like once or twice. But I don't know if he's still writing to me or not, but if he is, he should understand that that was a hate crime that he did. And me, I'm not big into the hate crime thing. I'll never call the police on him. If somebody else wants to, that's their business. But to send that type of picture and to use that type of
language
in it, you know, about these people, you know, good thing that these four so-and-sos were killed in New York. I mean, that's just outrageous. You talk about racism. You know?
Well, I'm Hispanic, and I'm called a racist for being against illegal immigration.
Well, you know what, Priscilla? None of us is against the race of people. We're just against the illegality. I don't care what race these people are. I'm just as angry if somebody from Canada or England or Germany comes over here. I'm just as angry if they are illegally in the country. It just so happens that we are bordered by a third world country, and that's where most of the illegal aliens are going to come from. Me, I love Mexico. I've said it before. I take heat every time I say it. I love the people of Mexico. But when they enter my country illegally, guess what? They become my enemies. And I will continue to feel that way, you know?
I also wanted to ask your listeners to please call the senators about the DREAM Act amnesty. I've been doing it for two days.
That is so important.
And one more thing. I just want to say something. I had I really admire Jim Gilchrist. I hope your listeners will join the Minutemen Project because there's safety in numbers, there's power in numbers, and we have to fight this, what do you want to call it, La Raza, who seems to fight us every step of the way.
These Raza Nazis.
Right, that's right. And I'm a big admirer of Jim Gilchrist. I think he's great for us.
All right, Priscilla. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Barbara Coe, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Tara.
Hey, kid.
I wanted to thank you for several things. Number one, announcing the urgency of contacting the senators to defeat the DREAM Act, which is nothing more than another illegal alien amnesty.
That's what it is.
On steroids.
And it's not just for kids, Barbara. Their parents come in with them.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep.
And we have, as you well know, Terry, I've been bombarding people to keep calling all weekend and to start again first thing tomorrow morning, demanding the defeat of this treacherous and deadly, this is a life-threatening illegal alien act welcoming illegal alien killers, terrorists into our country. Secondly, I wanted to thank you for announcing about Spitzer, the New York governor.
What an idiot.
Is this incredible? The very site where these terrorists struck, and he is giving these terrorists
of all
driver's licenses,
right,
so they can do it again. It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And thirdly, I would like to welcome all of your listeners to our Wednesday, September 26th meeting, CCIR meeting, at the Garden Grove Women's Club, where your guest, Harold Martin, will be our speaker. The time is 7:30 p.m. That is 9501 Chapman Avenue at Dobert in Garden Grove. And if people want details, they can call our toll-free number, which is easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And finally, good people, I'm urging you to write a check, send a money order, go to PayPal. It doesn't matter what. It just matters that we keep Terry Anderson on the air.
All right, kid, I appreciate that unsolicited plug, and we can always use that help. It seems like this time of the year, people tend to forget about us, especially in Phoenix.
It was unsolicited because you are our champion. We appreciate you, and folks, keep Terry on the air because his message is the truth.
All right. Thanks a lot, Barbara. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Back to the thing about the money, folks. She's absolutely right. This time of the year, into the new year, it seems like contributions go down. We need the money to stay on the air. We're not out here buying Cadillacs, folks. We're trying to keep the show going, and it's a very expensive proposition. So if you want to help us, it's up to you. I'm not going to beg too hard, just hard enough to get the money. If you want to help us, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the show. Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. Before I get into the Ramos and Compayón thing, I want to announce the bad news that here in the cancerous heart of Texas, on Texas Independence Day, they dedicated the new Mexican-American Cultural Center. Started off with an Aztec war dance. Anything Aztec is a war dance. And the dais that the speaker spoke from was an Aztec war temple of sacrifice. And you go around that place, there's all kinds of just dirty little Aztec, horrific, demonic crap. And this thing is going to be used as the same thing as the Mexican-American Cultural Center in San Antonio. It's going to be a ground for, what do you call it, symposiums and classrooms and stuff like that for radical Chicano supremacism. You can be sure of that. It was a big, beautiful $10 million affair, and they're not done with it yet. So anyhow, sorry about that. For the rest of the United States, that the cancerous heart of Texas is imposing that thing on you. But and we only got six people who came out from Ramos and Campeón. Shame on you, Austin. Those people are rotting in jail because that criminal traitor bastard Bush put them there. But next weekend on the fourth Saturday, they're going to be having rallies for Ramos and Campeón by AmericanFreedomWriters.com. Go there for more information. In Hartford, Connecticut, North Brantford, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut. They're having real problems up there in Connecticut with the illegal invasion.
They are.
Blaine, Washington, and Castro Valley, California. If you know, and feel free to start one up in your own town. We don't have anything going on in Houston yet. So go to AmericanFreedomWriters.com and remember these poor guys who are rotting in jail because George Bush put them there. He wants these borders open, and he wants to break the back of the Border Patrol.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. You know, folks, just to show, everybody says we're anti-Mexican. I don't hate Mexico. I love Mexico. But I was in Danbury, Connecticut last year. I was up there doing an event, and it's Brazilians. It's Brazilians in Danbury. I mean, it's different types of people all over the country. It's not about race. It's got nothing to do with race. It's about legality. Let's go to Stephen calling from South Pasadena. Stephen, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
There is a small misunderstanding. I'm afraid something the lady Cynthia at City Hall is not aware of. The United States, the Constitution of the United States does not provide for an official language. However, the state, the Constitution of the State of California does. And Article 3, Section 6 of the State of California states, English is the official language of the State of California.
Stephen, are you going to call her and tell her that?
Absolutely.
Good for you.
You got it. And Section 6, Article B says, enforcement, the legislature shall enforce this section by appropriate legislation. The legislature and officials of the State of California shall take all steps necessary to ensure that the role of the English as the common language of the State of California is preserved and enhanced. The legislature shall make no law which diminishes or ignores the role of English as the common language of the State of California.
That's good stuff. We appreciate it, Stephen. Let us know what she says, okay?
I sure will.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks,
buddy.
Terry.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Let's go to Daniel calling from Culver City, California. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, no, Terry. I just got an email from Newsmax, and they said there's going to be a Mexican political party started up here in this country, and they're going to be serving the people of Mexico, and they're not going to get into the U.S. politics.
Amazing, huh? Well, if I was them, I would probably do the same thing. We are ripe for it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. We're selling out our own country.
Yeah, we are the stupidest people in the world. Got the best country in the world, Dan, and what do we do with it? Nothing. You know, just let it slip away to anybody who wants to come here and take it any kind of way they want to. And what really angers me when it's gone and it's only a one time shot, when it's gone, what do you do then? You stand up and scream at each other. Well, how did you let it happen? Now's the time to stop it. Now's the time to fix it.
I tell you one thing, everyone's scared. Even my mother's scared because her whole neighborhood's turned into illegals and all that stuff. She can't even take the trolley up around there. And she's scared to even say something. She said, I can't say nothing. People think I'm racist. I'm like, you need to say something right now or the neighborhood you're living in is going to turn to crap, too.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
You need to stand up and say something.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
I'll email that to you also, Terry.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah,
let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, in St. Martinsville Parish, you had four Mexicans kill a Mexican national, and three of the Mexicans were illegals, and the national was beheaded. This is in St. Martinsville Parish in Louisiana.
It's those good family values.
Yeah, and the guy who was killed was Mario Lopez, and the killers were Gustavo Acosta, Julio Rodriguez, and Jose Acosta.
That's sad. Really, really sad. We don't need to be importing that kind of violence and just callousness to our country. Not that we don't have some Americans here that do stuff almost that bad, but do we need any foreign ones to come here? Do we need imported violence and murder? Do we need that, Ron? No, we don't.
None. The only reason this isn't being reported is it's because it's the same race on the same race.
Well, you know, it's like, and let me tell you another thing.
This, like Jim?
This thing, like with the Gina Six, you know, I've got my opinions on that, but we talk about other stuff on this show. But look at how many people went down there to Gina, Louisiana. Look how Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al ran down there. But they didn't do anything for those black kids in Newark. Not a thing. And you know why? Because Whitey wasn't involved. See, if Whitey's involved, they're going to run down there no matter where it is, when it is. But the fact that it was another, and I hate this word, but I will use it, another minority, unquote, it's okay. It's all right for us to kill each other, but not Whitey. He can't kill us. If he kills us, we're in trouble. And nobody was even killed in Gina. It was just a miscarriage of justice, in my opinion. But that's neither here nor there. The people who ran down there and didn't go to Newark, something is wrong. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Let's go to Leon, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Leon, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, good evening, Terry. Wonderful to hear your show here in Las Vegas.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to say, first off, you started the show talking about the representatives in government, but it's amazing how they're using verbicide on most of the media networks talking about how there are leaders now.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And now something that you have been talking about, you know, with the illegal immigration, no doubt there's a lady here in town that I've talked to many times, Rita Bonilla, that is absolutely amazing and a great interview that you might want to consider. But another really dangerous aspect about this illegal immigration is that there's a lot of evidence showing that there's people from Iraq and other parts of the world that are coming across and taking these crash courses in Spanish and coming across the border as Mexicans. And so there's a lot of things coming across the border other than illegal Mexicans. Granted, that's bad enough, but we got a serious problem on our southern border.
Well, you know, that is true. People can infiltrate just by presenting themselves as somebody else, taking a crash course and learn how to look like and act like somebody that you're not. So that is a danger. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Leon, it's been happening like you wouldn't believe, but guess what? Those figures are never going to get to the American people because they don't want us to know how severe it is.
Well, that's why it's so important that you have your show and people support the radio stations that your show's on, support you and your sponsors and everything. So, you know, God bless what you're doing out there.
Well, Leon, I want to thank you for the call. You call
My
me
pleasure,
again,
Terry.
Would you?
What's that?
Call me again.
I certainly will.
All right,
thanks.
Buddy. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Lynn calling from Glendale, California. Lynn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. I love you.
Thank you.
Love your work. I just wanted to remind you and the listeners that Schwarzenegger has this California Dream Act on his desk.
Oh, he sucks.
And we've got to call him in droves to make sure that he vetoes it because he doesn't sign it because they're going to have a big rally here in San Diego trying to support that act here in California.
Lynn, what do you think his motivation is? Why do you think he's doing this?
Well, I think his wife has a big influence on him, you know.
And the wife's family, maybe too.
Yes,
you know.
And
Uncle Teddy.
Yes, and he can, you know, he's so wishy-washy. He you know, but somebody who's supposed to be such a Terminator, he can be led either way.
I think
so.
His,
we've got to get on him in droves.
I think his genitals were terminated a long time ago. You know, this guy really, Lynn. You know what? I look at him and he's just sickening.
I know.
He's wishy-washy. Whatever he says, look the other way because
it's all about power.
Yep. That's
it's
what
all
it is.
About power.
That's what it is. Lynn, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, you take care.
All right, let's go to Noella calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Noella, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. Great show tonight.
Thank
just
you so much.
Hi, and, you know, we're a border county where I live in Tennessee, and they're just pouring over the.
Noella, there's border towns all over the country now.
I know.
You know, border towns, border states, border counties, and no matter where you are, you cannot hide from the scourge of this invasion. I tell people all the time, I remember back in the 90s when it was just a California problem. Arizona didn't get it. New Mexico, Texas, the rest of them, they didn't get it. California was the designation for the vast majority of illegals. Well, guess what? Now the majority is Tennessee. I mean, the designation is Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, all these other places, and people understand, oh, so that's what you were talking about. That's what you meant back in the 90s. Now we get it, you know? We told them, we warned them, they didn't listen, and now it's nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Noella. You take care. Hey, say hi to all my friends down there at Free Republic.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
thanks,
take care.
Bye-bye, dear.
They run a great thread on Free Republic about the show. I really appreciate those people. Bunch of nice, crazy, nutty folks who get together and spread a lot of good information, and they're good for America. Let's go to Marie calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Marie, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, I just want to say that what you see is what you get. If people vote for candidates like Sanctuary City Giuliani,
mm-hmm,
or Fred Thompson,
mm-hmm,
who has a C and D and even an F rating on illegal immigration, that's Thompson, that's what they're going to get. They're going to get people who don't change, who are open borders types, and who now pretend they suddenly want the borders closed.
Well said, Marie. Let me ask you a question now. Now don't duck me. Answer this question straightforward, okay? Giuliani gets the nomination, okay? And everybody comes to you and says, well, you've got to vote for Giuliani because you don't want Hillary to be president. What are you going to do?
Well, I wouldn't vote for him. I'd sooner vote for her than for him, or stay home, because otherwise you're voting for more of the same. You're voting for these globalist, open-doored people who are going to put their backs against the borders.
It is your
and let illegal immigrants take over.
Marie, you're
illegal aliens.
Very, very, very well said. You are absolutely right. It is your American right to vote in this country. It is also your right as an American to not vote for any of the above. And if that's what it comes down to, if you've got a choice between George Bush and John Kerry, look what we ended up with by putting John Kerry out. Now, am I saying John Kerry would have been better? No. He probably wouldn't have been any better. But guess what? Look what we ended up with George Bush. And when you start doing this, when you start saying we got to take the lesser of the evils, you're going to end up with evil.
That's right. You have a phony Republican
right.
in Bush.
That's
you have
right.
a phony in Sanctuary City Rudy.
There you go.
They're phonies.
Thank you so much, Marie. You call me again.
Okay.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, call that number that number gave us on the phone. I'm over the radio. We'll call that number.
213.
By the way.
Jerry, hold on. 213-978-0600. 213-978-0600. Ask for Cynthia.
And be polite but firm.
Absolutely.
And be an American. Folks, if you want to, I joined the CCIR a while back, and I can't go to every meeting because I live here up in Victorville. But you know what? They got the greatest newsletter. Terry's got a great letter on his computer thing. American Patrol has a great one. Now, to my subject.
Jerry, you got about 15 seconds.
Okay, Louis Kateras says that the border is broken or immigration is broken. No, Louis, it's not broken. It just needs to be enforced.
Absolutely.
And follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And if either one of those get in, I'll probably go for my guns before I vote for either one of them.
Absolutely. Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy.
And call everyone who supported us.
Absolutely. Jerry's absolutely right. Louis Gutierrez sucks. He's one of the most racist politicians in Washington. Racist, racist bastard. He's horrible. But you know what? Immigration system is not broken. It's not enforced. I want to thank everybody who participated tonight. Don't forget, this week with the swings, a rose for Ahmadinejad. And I want to thank my old-time engineer, Chandler, did the show tonight. Mel, for taking your calls. My producer, Mike Wohner. Don't forget to stick around for Mark Edwards. Kevin James, every weeknight at 9. Buy something American this week, folks. It is important. If you don't, nobody will. We got to keep our workers working. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget those three great websites we tell you about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular age. Good night, folks. Good night, Cynthia.
Yeah. You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Attention.